Welcome back to the Spirit of the West. Doris Daly is standing by in the Cowboy Poetry Spotlight, and we'll turn it on after this classic, one of so many recorded by the late, great Don Edwards.
Well, the ball of a steer to a cowboy's ear is the music of sweetest strain. And the whelping notes of the great coyotes to him are a glad refrain. And his jolly songs, they speed him along as he thinks of a little gal with golden hair who is waiting there at the bars of the home corral. Hi, lo, hi, le, for the range away on the deck of a bronc of steel, with the careless flirt of a rawhide quirt, the dig of a rowel heel, the rapid beat of his bronco's feet on the sod as he speeds along, keeps living time to the ringing rhyme of his rollicking cowboy song. His eyes are bright and his heart is light as the smoke of his cigarette. There's never a care for his soul to bear, no troubles to make him fret. A kingly crown in a noisy town, his saddle he would not change. No life so free as the life we see way out on that cattle range. High, low, high, left, for the work is played when love's in the cowboy's eyes. When his heart is light as the clouds are white that swim in the summer skies. The winds may howl, the thunder growl, or the breeze may softly moan. The rider's life is the life for me, the saddle my kingly throne. When love's in the cowboy's eyes, when his heart is light as the clouds are white that swim in the summer skies. The winds may howl, the thunder growl, or the breeze may softly moan. The rider's life is the life for me, the saddle my kingly throne.
Sure, looking forward to being with Doris Daly and Doc Mail and so many of our old friends at Cowboy Fest in the Pines at Northern Lights RV Resort in July. And Doris, what's the story on this poem?
A couple of years ago at Elko, I was on a panel discussion, really. It wasn't so much an entertainment session in one of the breakout rooms as kind of a panel discussion, and the topic was, what is a Westerner? And I thought, golly, why do they have the cowboy poets talking about that? I can do poetry, but, you know, I'm no more or no less qualified to answer the question, what is a Westerner, compared to the vet or the feedlot operator or the waitress at the coffee shop or the cowboy. So I figured the only way I could attend that session with any self-respect was to maybe put my thoughts about what is a Westerner into a poem. What is a Westerner? A Westerner knows that goodnight loving is a trail and not a one-night stand. A cowboy's worth his salt if he's made of grit and sand. He has a stack of Western horsemen's piled 3 feet deep. A Westerner is frugal, but by gum, he's never cheap. If tickets for Las Vegas in December come his way, they aren't to see Celine or attend Cirque du Soleil. He knows blue's a steer, red's from Texas, black's a large animal vet. He's a cowboy-booted prince, awash in operating debt. He's not impressed with Donald, Leonardo, Brad, or George, but admires Wilfred Brimley, because Wilf team ropes and eats porridge. A Westerner knows the name of every local weatherman, a working wife, and a lotto ticket's his best financial plan. He's a bow-legged, hard-headed, soft-hearted, thick-skinned, fancy dancer, high romancer, chiseled by the western wind. He's the last to leave the dance floor. He's the first to tip his hat. He keeps the cowboy arts alive. God bless him just for that. Being a Westerner has less to do with longitude and more to do with attitude, less to do with grass and grit and more to do with gratitude. It's getting throwed and eating dirt, but finishing the ride. He needs no definition when it comes to cowboy pride. A Westerner is one who takes the bitter with the sweet. High society is pitching camp at 7,000 feet. Ian Tyson sings his anthems. Glen Orland makes him laugh. Bankers make him nervous. Federales make him chaff. A Westerner seeks no long farewell when his time has come. A setting sun, a whispered prayer, a shot of good dark rum. What is a Westerner? I'll let the experts fuss. My answer to that question's, friends, is it's you, it's me, it's us.
Thank you so much for riding along, and I sure hope you can join us right here next week for another collection of stories, songs, and poems about the real West. And thanks again to Mark and Kathy McMillan, our great support crew. And remember, you can get every program with video on our YouTube channel. And if you subscribe to SODW55, that really helps us. You can find great articles and photos of the Canadian West in every issue of Canadian Cowboy Country Magazine. To subscribe, just go to cowboycountrymagazine.com. Till next week, I'm Hugh McLennan. Hope to see you down the trail somewhere real soon.